Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So all of this I laid to my heart to make it clear, and I concluded that the righteous and the wise and all that they do are in the hand of God, but no one knows whether love or hate awaits him. Everyone has the same fate. The same fate awaits righteous people and wicked, the good, the clean, and the unclean, and the one who sacrifices and the one who does not sacrifice. As good people will die, so also will the sinner. As the one who swears will die, so also will the man who fears to make an oath. There is an evil fate for everything that is done under the sun. The same event happens to them all. The hearts of human beings are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live. So after that, they go to the dead. Whoever is joined with all the living has hope. Even a live dog is better than a dead lion. For those who are alive know they will die, but the dead do not know anything. They no longer have any reward because their memory is forgotten. Their love, hatred, and envy have vanished long ago. They will never have a place again in anything done under the sun. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a happy heart, for God approves of your deeds. Let your clothes be always white and your head anointed with oil. Enjoy life with a wife whom you love all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your reward in life for your difficult work that you labored in under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, work at it with your strength, because there is no work or explanation or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. Again, I saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor is the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. Surely, no one knows when his time will come. As fish are caught in a deadly net, or birds are caught in a snare, the children of human beings are ensnared by evil times that suddenly fall upon them. I have also seen wisdom under the sun in a way that seemed great to me. There was a small city with only a few men in it, and a great king came against it. He surrounded it and built great siege ramps against it. Now in the city was found a poor, wise man, who by his wisdom saved the city. Yet later, no one remembered that same poor man. So I concluded, wisdom is better than strength, but the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise people spoken quietly are heard better than the shouts of any ruler among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can ruin much good.